Now, we mentioned, Andrea, that you went to Tom DeLay's home district this past weekend, and we're going to hear that story now, to Sugar Land, Texas. You wanted to see, I guess, how all of this is playing with Tom DeLay's constituents.
That's true. And my story starts off at a Walmart parking lot, very hot day in Sugar Land, and I caught Linda Hartfield loading her kids from a shopping cart to a minivan.
Well, I know he's in a little bit of trouble ethically. Something about campaign contributions and that type of thing.
And what do you think of that?
Well, I definitely think they need to look into it and research it and see if it's founded.
And a couple rows over, Frank Wells is locking up his truck before heading into the air-conditioned store.
I'm not sure what to think yet. I only have all the facts, but I don't like to hear about ethical problems. So if it's proven that he's done some things unethically that are serious, he probably needs to step down.
Hartfield and Wells are the kind of constituents Tom DeLay must be worried about losing, conservative Republicans. A Houston Chronicle poll recently found that only 38% of people in his district would re-elect DeLay. 45% said they'd vote for someone else. To local Republican official Beverly Carter, that proves that DeLay is souring citizens on the Republican Party.
He has taken the glamour out of that. He has taken the glitz off of being a Republican. It's embarrassing.
Carter publishes one of the local newspapers and is her party's precinct chair, an elected post. She points out that DeLay won last fall's election by the narrowest margin ever. And Carter told a Texas newspaper if DeLay isn't toast, he's certainly getting a little browner. Carter believes the allegation that seems the most innocuous in Washington could be the most damning in Sugar Land, that DeLay paid his wife and daughter some $500,000 over 4 years to work for his campaigns.
You know, we have a saying in Texas. People say, pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. And Tom has been a hog. He's greedy. He doesn't know how to stop.
Then again, Carter's take on local perceptions could not be more different than that of Charlie Howard, Sugar Land's representative to the Texas State Legislature.
I think Tom DeLay is seen as a very gracious, generous, with his time and money, active participant in the community, and a very effective leader in Washington, D.C.
Howard calls the allegations against DeLay political attacks and says he's doing everything he can to counter them. On this day, for example, he'll come in contact with thousands of constituents at a meeting, a wedding, and a crawfish boil. And everywhere he goes, Howard says, he'll make the case for loyalty to DeLay.
He is a fine man. He's not a perfect man. None of us are. The only perfect man was here over 2,000 years ago, and I hope to see him again soon. But we feel like Tom has been unjustly vilified by the media. We think he's extremely effective as a leader, and we think that's why he's being persecuted.
DeLay himself is responding to the concerns of people in his district. This week, he emailed a letter to constituents saying he is grateful to voters for allowing him to continue in Congress. And it said, quote, "The success we have had in electing other Republicans and passing legislation that is anathema to the 40 years Democrats-controlled Congress is the main reason why these attacks are occurring." Attached to the letter came a detailed 5-page brief refuting the charges against him point by point. That defense was almost certainly aimed at those voters back in the Walmart parking lot, like Eric Martin shopping for his daughter's birthday present.
Yeah, it stinks. The only reason they want him out of there is because he pushes stuff through.
And Sally Weir rushing off to her daughter's volleyball game.
I'm not sure I understand what the scandals are all about, so I'd like to know what the truth is.
Like many of their neighbors, Weir and Martin have voted for DeLay in the past. And here in Sugar Land, the battle for their vote in the future is already raging. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.